Here's an idea. Why not buy things like pickle juice and Bloody Mary mix from a radio show? What a country. Head to the stupid store at radradio.com.
All right, we got this follow-up email, rad@radradio.com. Now, it is from O'Brien.
Oh, hi, Brian.
He's here to save the day, actually, because in the 21st century, the rule is you can only make fun of something if you are one. So remember, we've had over the years, we've had Ben the Cripple, who would write in. He self-identifies as that. And so he would send in handicap jokes. So and he can. We've met him. He's in a wheelchair for, I think, his whole life, right?
Yeah.
It's not cerebral palsy. What is
spina
it?
Spina bifida.
Oh, I always screw those up. Spina bifida. There's Trevor the Gay. That's how he identifies.
Yes.
So he would send in gay jokes. He can get away with it.
I can do fat jokes because I'm fat.
So can I, apparently.
Exactly. Woo, woo.
So,
welcome to the fat club.
We told the joke about what do you call a bird that's fighting cancer? And the punchline was a bald eagle. And I right away said, I can tell that joke. I've told the story that my mom for the last year, she's beating breast cancer. Of course, Dawn doesn't care about my mother at all. She was more concerned, did I in any way denigrate the nation's national bird symbol?
Oh my
but
God,
we worked through that.
I asked,
do we have anybody with an epileptic in their family? And it doesn't seem like. I still told the joke about what's blue and doesn't fit. Punchline being a dead epileptic.
Oh, gosh.
Brian wrote in and said, I have an epileptic dog, so you are good to go with that shaky joke.
That reminds me of a very embarrassing moment that still makes me cringe and feel awful to this day. I was in like fifth grade and it was in the middle of the night. I woke up and I saw my parents out in the living room. So I went out and they were acting kind of somber. And we had it was kind of like a Lassie breed. I can't remember. It was like one of those types of dogs. Like it's some sort of
sheepdog,
kind of, but it was like long straight hair. Anyway, this dog hated everybody but my mom. It just was terrified and just was the mama's boy. His name was Buddy, and he was having an epileptic seizure, but he was walking and he was like walking around like a little. Just aimlessly, and he was running into the wall with his head.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, and I was laughing because I was like, oh, look at Buddy. He looks like a wind-up toy.
He didn't know.
And the look from my parents was like the most disappointed look ever. And I go back to that place so often because it's like, what an idiot. Foot, mouth, egg on face.
You're little.
I know, but still.
Still, you were little.
The shame, though, it lives with me, and I think that builds character.
It's not like you were being mean, though. I mean, right. You come up, and you're like, oh, look at it.
Well, then,
no,
I didn't,
that's a little messed up.
You missed the last part of the story, because I pushed the dog over afterwards.
You did not.
Hello there.
No, I didn't.
Amy, and now he's going to feel bad about telling that joke for a day.
I'm going to apologize publicly.
Just do it publicly.
I will.
All right, Amy, good morning. What can we do for you?
Amy?
No, literally as I put her on the air, she hung up. That's cool.
Oh, shoot.
That's super cool. She was right there. She was on hold.
Oh.
Hope it wasn't important.
And she wanted personal advice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So. Well, you could Dr. Rob it.
God, I hope it wasn't should I break.
Oh, no.
She made the wrong decision. A couple of other follow-up emails that came in. We were talking about Sasquatch Sunset, which is either going to be nothing or it's going to be one of these big cult cocaine bear movies that goes big. Everybody talks about Jesse Eisenberg is dressed up as Bigfoot, and the movie's about spending a year with a family of big feats. all four seasons, but there's no talking, and it's supposed to be like a dark comedy. And so we got a couple comments on that one. First one from D.
Hi, D.
Says, I read an article where Jesse Eisenberg was being interviewed on doing the whole movie without any dialogue. It was pretty interesting. It'll be nothing like Harry and the Hendersons, Brandon.
What?
Like Rob was saying, it's just grunts, moans, and raunchy comedy.
Well, they were very offended.
I'm sorry. Harry and the Hendersons is cinematic. Like, it's a masterpiece.
It is.
Have you not seen it?
In its own way.
Oh, my God. It's heartwarming. It's funny. John Lithgow plays an amazing dad in that show. He plays a bad dad in everything he plays.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think that the Sasquatch Sunset movie is going to be like Harry and the Hendersons.
We'll see.
Didn't they abandon the poor Sasquatch and they like leave him in the woods again? Like he got all comfortable with the family and was cool with them, and they were like, oh, "We're done with you,
and,
fool."
And Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because he was causing too much trouble. He was causing too much of a ruckus in town, so they had to put him back. And then eventually, spoiler alert.
I mean, I was going to say already.
They,
hello.
Yeah, they get him back. At the end.
Oh, I can't remember that part.
All right, so D read an article. Michael has a first-hand opinion. Capital letter. So he's screaming, Rob! What? He says, I saw this movie last night, Sasquatch Sunset. It was one of the funniest things I've seen in a while. My wife was laughing hysterically.
Oh, damn.
You know, they're releasing movies now really on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a movie like Sasquatch Sunset, it's not like, you know, people were lined up. He says, we were literally the only people in the theater, and thank God, because she was laughing so hard. I highly recommend Sasquatch Sunset.
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry. Ow. I literally missed the part when you first talked about it that it's in the theater because it sounded like something that's straight to the streaming service.
Nationwide into theaters. I don't know if it's also available. You know how they do that on streaming, but yeah.
It'll be there in about a week or two.
I mean, Cocaine Bear was in theaters, right?
What?
Right?
Yeah. I remember going. That was the last time I think I went to a movie theater.
And now it's available on.
I don't know if that's funny, but it is.
To go to the movies to watch Sasquatch go number two.
It just doesn't sound like it would be in the theater.
Right. Day and age, it seems like it would be straight to a streaming service.
I'm sorry, I probably wasn't listening. When did you say it was released? Because that's pretty cool that it's coming out the weekend of 4/20.
Yeah, today.
Oh, it came out today.
Technically, last night, but it went nationwide. It goes nationwide this weekend. It's been in limited release for a week.
Perfect stoner movie. It sounds like.
By the way, D wrote back. He's the one that said that Sasquatch Summer is nothing like the like Harry and the Hendersons, based on the article.
Okay, D.
D wrote back and said, Brando!
What?
I love Harry and the Hendersons. I was just saying that it's not going to be anything like it.
Right, it won't be as good.
I still have Harry and the Hendersons on DVD. I just watched it a month ago. I love Harry and the Hendersons.
Aww. Me too.
He also apparently loves the 20th century, watching things on DVD.
What's next, Betamax?
Not everyone has streaming service for movies.
Do they really? They can't even move up to what were those things? Laser discs.
Yeah.
I mean he's on Blu-ray. There you go.
You're the one that tells us all the time how a lot of people live in America. Not everyone has all this stuff.
Oh, overwhelmingly, most people don't have all this stuff.
Yeah. See, this is where I'll back up and say that I actually prefer to watch movies on Blu-ray or even DVD because it's higher quality than streaming, especially the sound. Because even when you're streaming music, you lose some of that quality. So I'll go back and listen to CDs again because the quality is so much more clear and crisp.
Much like the same reason a lot of us would, given the choice, play vinyl
albums. Oh, yeah. That's the next thing. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got to get to the pressure cooker. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. Plus, if you win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize a week from the day to have your already great tickets upgraded to the front row. The pressure cooker is our daily trivia game that we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
You got to get 5 right, 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811. Caller 18 plays the pressure cooker.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.